Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hey, lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is Live and Local Now. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. One of the things we're going to talk about today, this is getting a little bizarre. We've got the White House telling Nancy Pelosi and the committee chairs in the House that they will not, the White House will not cooperate with the impeachment inquiry. So what this means is this is an impeachment that will be fought most probably in the courts, which means there won't be any fast track. The courts move at their own speed. Good example, Cory Booker is a presidential wannabe, one of the 2020 Democrats. Come on, he's from New Jersey. What can you expect? Anyway, Anderson Cooper had him on last night. And the question I thought was a good one, could the Trump court challenges actually slow down the impeachment, or is it going to help the impeachment? Here is Cory Booker with Anderson Cooper.
It absolutely could. Again, these are tactics that are not like somebody who should be the leader of the free world. He's acting more like an authoritarian figure that does not think that they're subject to oversight, to checks and balances that are designed by our Constitution. So this is a very troubling moment, but we must persist in holding him accountable. And I think the public deserves to know the truth that will only come from a thorough investigation.
Is there enough evidence in your mind already out there based on the partial transcript, the president's statements, whatever other testimony may be possible, or the testimony that folks in Congress have already heard? Is there enough for the House to actually move forward with an impeachment if they decided to?
Well, I believe there is, but I think that they have to go through their processes. They're a large body with many different members, Republican and Democrat, that have a lot of different views on this. And I think the more information comes out, the more people who will stand firmly on moving forward and writing up articles of impeachment.
If a formal impeachment inquiry, if a vote in the House would prompt more cooperation from the White House, which is what they're, you know, one of the things that they are claiming, from the entire House, should Speaker Pelosi go ahead and do that?
Well, again, I've been really respectful of the leadership of Speaker Pelosi. I think she is dealing with a lot of the challenges that they're facing in the House in an incredible manner. And I know that this is something that she's talking about, so far be for me to direct her. But clearly, I think that they need to take as strong steps possible to get compliance from the executive. We are the Article I branch of government. We have a sworn obligation. We all swore an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution. And that means the constitutional mandates to provide oversight of the executive. And if he's not cooperating with that, we must do everything necessary to make sure he does, because he is not the dictator in chief. He's not the authoritarian in charge of our government. He is the president. That is an office of the people. And he is subject to the people's house, the House of Representatives.
You're a member of the Judiciary Committee. Do you think Rudy Giuliani should in fact come and testify in front of your committee? And if so, what would you want to hear from him?
God, first of all, I would savor the opportunity. I would, and especially if it's done publicly. And I know Rudy Giuliani is know, from New York, very close to Broadway. He loves the theatrics, but there are real things that he has to answer for. And the conduct that he's been doing, the direction he's been taking from the president, his intervention in areas where there are critical national security interests. Yeah, there's a lot I'd like to know from him. And I believe his behavior has been despicable. And the lies and half-truths and the deception that he's been doing at the direction of this president and beyond is unbecoming. And he should stand before Congress and answer for it. So, again, I would be happy to, as a member of the Judiciary Committee, to ask him publicly to answer for it. And it may end up being, he may not be cooperative. He may not, he may be obstructionist. But I do not see a problem with having a public hearing with him.
Yeah. Enough of Cory Booker. Another one of those 2 to 5 percenters in the Democrat Party. Don't you just love that? I want you to hear, and only because it's so bizarre, Hillary Clinton is back.
No, God! No, God, please, no! No! No!
Yes. No. We have to do this. This is called opposition research. This is Hillary Wan with, who was this? Judy Woodruff on PBS. And declaring that the House must, it's essential, for the House to pass articles of impeachment. This is Hillary yesterday.
Secretary Clinton, as I'm sure you know, there are plenty of Republicans and even some Democrats who are saying, despite all this, that it is crazy to be pursuing impeachment because whatever the House does, there just are not going to be enough votes in the Senate.
I understand that argument, but I don't buy it. And the reason I don't buy it is that the founders put impeachment into the Constitution for a purpose. It was put there for a purpose, and I think Speaker Pelosi has been very careful not to rush to that. There were many things that came up, you know, obstruction of justice, as outlined in the Mueller report, emoluments, all of these things that were circling around. But I think she rightly waited for something that not only was understandable by the American public, but really went to the heart of our national security, of the role of the president to protect and defend the American people and the Constitution. So, yes, will there be a decision? Well, that's up to the House. But I recall back in 74, the full vote never went to the House. The House committee voted to impeach Richard Nixon. And at that point, after the evidence had been presented, after several Republicans on the House Judiciary Committee voted for the articles of impeachment, Republican senators went to Richard Nixon and said, "You need to resign." So we don't know, sitting here today, what the outcome will be. Unfortunately, I don't know that we have Republicans with the same level of patriotism, putting country over party, that we did back in 74, but we don't want to prejudge that.
You've both been through impeachment in your own family, President Clinton. How is this time different from what President Clinton went through?
This is a much more serious set of charges than anything that was ever put forward against Bill. And I think the American people got that. This is a very different time. And as a former Secretary of State, I just want Americans to stop and think, why are we allowing this president to, in effect, undermine our sovereignty, turning over foreign policy to foreign governments, what he just did with the Kurds, empowering Turkey and Russia against our staunchest allies in the Middle East? Why are we sitting silently by and watching this president do Vladimir Putin's bidding? I mean, there's no happier man in the world right now than Putin. Why are we watching this unfortunate trade battle with China now being infected with his plea that China investigate Biden. This is no longer just about the crazy stuff he says and does that everybody shrugs at or worries about. This is a direct threat to the national security of America. And I think that's what's gotten people's attention. So certainly among Democrats, but now increasingly among self-identified independents, and even growing numbers of Republicans are saying, wait a minute, this must go forward.
Would you like some cheese with that wine?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. More to come from Hillary Clinton. We'll get to more from Hillary. Hillary, by the way, in that same interview, gives the Bidens a pass. Joe and Hunter Biden, they get a pass. We'll talk about that, and I'll let you hear from Hillary in her own words. That's all coming up next, live and local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-961-3408. 800-961-3408. 800-961-3408. That's 800-961-3408.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Listening to the radio, driving in your car. Radio gets results.
It's a well-known fact and a well-hidden secret that radio reaches more consumers and, more importantly, more consumers with disposable income than any other medium. If you want to invite nice people with money into your business, like Sahara Motors, the Ely Chiropractic Clinic, and Taco Time have, then give us a call at 775-293-1875, 775-293-1875, or through Facebook at facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network, facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. You have nothing to lose but a little bit of time.
Radio.
Vegas Golden Knights hockey tomorrow night, 6:30, right here where Nevada comes to talk. Making radio great again, an official radio station of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm digging up bones. I'm digging up bones. I'm digging up bones. Exhuming things that's better left alone.
Ah, there you have it. Hillary Clinton. I was on with Judy Woodruff last night on the PBS NewsHour. And I want you to listen how she subtly kind of gives the Bidens, both Bidens, a pass on the Ukraine scandal. Here it is, last night on PBS.
You have said that the impeachment process should go forward.
Mm-hmm.
You've also said that you think what happened in that phone call,
mm-hmm.
Where President Trump was asking the leader of Ukraine, in effect, to investigate Joe Biden,
mm-hmm.
And his son, for implicitly in return for receiving U.S. military aid.
Mm-hmm.
Why not just go ahead and say whether or not you favor impeaching the president?
Well, because I served on an impeachment inquiry staff as a young lawyer back in 1974, I think it is really important to respect the process and to support the opening of the inquiry, which I do, and the gathering of evidence, and then the weighing of that evidence. From my perspective, it appears as though what the House is doing is very much in line with the appropriate use of the impeachment power. So they don't want to jump to a conclusion. It appears to me that there is evidence of abuse of power and obstruction of justice and contempt of Congress. But we do want the House impeachment inquiry to proceed in a way that tries to build credibility with the American people and also with Republican members of the House and the Senate.
Well, can you think of a non-impeachable interpretation or a benign interpretation of what that call was about?
No.
Well, I also want to ask you, because you're the former Secretary of State, what about the role of Secretary Pompeo being on that call at the time?
Well, he, first of all, didn't admit that he had been on the call. Eventually, he did. And there were a number of people on the call. Part of the telling evidence in this case is that immediately after the call, the people who were either listening in or listening to Trump's end of the call knew that they had problems, which is why they tried to basically conceal the call within a highly classified system. So Pompeo was in on it. He knew from the beginning that this was a problem. It's really a shame that he has substituted the defense of Trump for the defense of diplomacy, the defense of our country, literally doing the job that a Secretary of State should do.
Former Vice President Joe Biden, clearly a part of this. His name came up during that call. Whether he did or didn't do anything wrong, and there's no proof that he did, President Trump keeps bringing that up, is there an optical problem for Joe Biden because his son was in a position to be making a lot of money from a company in that was in a foreign country?
You know, Judy, this is the goal of the Trump strategy. It is to raise questions. There is no evidence that either one of them did anything wrong. Could there be a question of judgment about his son? Well, that's fair game. But there is absolutely no evidence, and there will not be any evidence that Joe Biden did anything wrong. Enough with these wild, unfounded conspiracy theories, using the help of foreign governments to interfere in our elections and to undermine people who've been in the public eye for a long time. And I hope that the American public rejects this, as they should.
How come you're not laughing?
Hillary, listening to Hillary, I'm just trying to think of how long that was. That was 3 minutes and 28 seconds. Listening to 3 minutes and 28 seconds of Hillary made me appreciate more than I have in the last 2.5 years why it's so good that Hillary did not become president. I don't know that I could have endured. I just don't know. By the way, this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Escape Adventures, Are you and your family looking for an extended outdoor experience? Then check out Escape Adventures. Owner Jared Fisher and the pros at Escape Adventures can provide you, your family, and your business with a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Find out more at escapeadventures.com. That's escapeadventures.com. This just keeps getting more and more bizarre. Even John Kasich. Let's go to cut six real quick. John Kasich would love to be president, but nobody will have him. Sorry. This was John Kasich on CNN last night. A House vote on impeachment could actually help with court cases if the House were to vote for impeachment and lay out all the evidence. This was John Kasich last night on CNN.
I was going to say the question of that is, if the full House were to vote for an inquiry, maybe, my sense is it would provide more weight to the courts, so the courts wouldn't just sit on this. Maybe that's a strategy that ought to be pursued. But the bottom line, there's a lot of other witnesses to come forward now. We've got at least two whistleblowers, and it's amazing. We've got to try to protect their identity, like they were somehow, in the mafia reporting. I mean, it's just crazy. And there are other people, this former ambassador. But these folks who are not being presented, okay, let's try to remove. You got some legal mumbo jumbo you want to pursue? Fine, let's get it resolved, okay? Let's do it quickly. Let's have some rules for the minority in the House. Let's have some rules for the White House. If they don't want to have any rules, then you move forward, because the House can make its own rules. And there's plenty of witnesses yet to hear, but these witnesses, Sondland that was withdrawn today, I think is a critical witness in terms of getting to this whole issue of quid pro quo.
He makes an interesting point. Here's another. Shut up!
That's John Kasich, CNN talking head. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is a Wednesday. It's hump day. That means Chuck Muth at the top of the hour. Yeah, getting excited about that. Also, we'll check in the Coachella Valley with our buddy Jim Yoder. Our eyes and ears. Please hold for a thought. That's all coming up. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Wednesday. It's hump day. It is live and local. Now.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
Hey, it's me. Your tummy. Sorry to interrupt your listening pleasure, but I've been trying to get your attention for the past half hour. I am hungry. Let's go to Taco Time. They got a sweet pork recipe to die for. Tender pork carnitas slow roasted to juicy perfection in a sweet pork burrito or a sweet pork bowl. Sweet, right? So what you say? Can we go? Huh? Can we?
Listen to your tummy. Get a sweet pork burrito or a sweet pork bowl at Taco Time, where real ingredients make better food.
Hi, I'm Charlie Jones, here with your invitation to join me 9 to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. Beginning at 9 p.m., I'll lay it all out. We'll digest the news of the day, keep an eye on world events, take a hard look at those pesky social issues, and dial in a good sharp focus on the ever-changing American news landscape and mix in your perceptions and observations from your phone calls. So tell your friends I'm here tonight and I want to talk to you. 9 p.m. to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Nearly a million people in California have been getting messages like this by phone.
Due to an elevated wildfire risk, Southern California Edison is monitoring conditions closely and may initiate preventative power shutoffs in your area.
And in fact, that and other utilities have shut off more than 500,000 homes and businesses in Northern California so far. That's because of concerns about strong Santa Ana winds, which could bring down power lines and power poles, causing fires in the dry conditions. The White House refusing to cooperate in the House impeachment inquiry. In a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the White House House counsel is calling the investigation constitutionally invalid because the full House hasn't voted on impeachment. Two people fatally shot at a German synagogue this morning on Yom Kippur, and this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-631-9241. 800-631-9241. That's 800-631-9241.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225. NMLS number 1136.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email nevadatalknet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
I don't care if it rains or freezes, long as I got my plastic Jesus riding on the dashboard of my car.
Yes, yes, yes.
I can go 100 miles an hour, long as I got the almighty power. You don't care for my pair of fuzzy ties.
Say hallelujah. Yeah, isn't that the truth? Great to have you with us live and local now for a Wednesday. We're covering a lot of ground today. Rudy Giuliani was on last night on Fox. We'll get to that. Want to remind you, we were talking about this the other day in the green room, that they've been on with us now for 4 years. Yeah, I'm talking about Real Water. And I've told you countless times how I love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery. Last week was my delivery day. Well, Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Try it with your coffee, your tea, or your juice. Now, to learn more, just go to KevinWallRadio.com. That's KevinWallRadio.com. Click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go. Make sure you do that, would you please? Okay, want to get back to the audio sound bites because they're absolutely precious today. Rudy Giuliani Let's go to cut five. Was on with Laura Ingraham last night and defended this whole thing of, you know, essentially declaring privilege. And in fact, the White House yesterday sent an 8-page memo to House committees saying it would not cooperate with the House's ongoing investigation, the impeachment inquiry, so to speak, because it is not duly bound by the House of Representatives. There has not been a House vote on this. So this is Rudy Giuliani defending the claim of privilege, if you will, by simply saying we're not going to cooperate at all. Here it is.
One thing that I was thinking about, if this is what can happen with a president you don't like, you have no real basis for any impeachable offense. It's absurd. So this means every time we have a House in the hands of one political party and a president from another political party, and you get some detailee from a deep state to go into the White House, oh, I heard this, and this was said, this disturbed me. Can you imagine the unmasking conversations they had in the White House? But what if there was a whistleblower then?
This is like the Hatfields and the McCoys. I mean, they do it.
It's back and forth. It's suicide.
It is so ignorant. It is so stupid. It's Neanderthal. I mean, the to say that he doesn't have a right to call witnesses, let's say I assert attorney-client privilege. I'm obstructing justice by asserting attorney-client privilege. Every single thing I have in my file is a document I created in defense of the president. Let's say the president was a terrorist. They wouldn't be allowed to subpoena that from me. And they wouldn't be allowed to say I'm obstructing justice. They're trying to intimidate me in my role as a lawyer. Now, it doesn't work because, I mean, you know, fat Tony Salerno couldn't intimidate me. These little creeps aren't going to intimidate me.
Well, because I have to play devil's advocate here, Rudy. I mean, attorney-client privilege doesn't necessarily apply to everything you do.
Of course not.
Because you have to be representing him in a legal capacity,
now, correct? If my client doesn't waive, I have to be very careful that I don't make a mistake.
Lawfare blog.
I have to interpret it expansively. You know that.
All right. Well, I remember. This is Lawfare blog. Giuliani can't rely on attorney-client privilege to avoid congressional testimony. The privilege exists to protect the confidential communications between a client and an attorney made for the purpose of obtaining legal advice. It does not protect, for instance, communications your attorney might have, let's say, with foreign government officials or, for that matter, with U.S. government.
If that's in order to obtain evidence in order to exonerate your client, it damn well does apply. This is what they have. They've won the narrative here. They say we were looking for bad information about Joe Biden. No, we weren't. I was looking for it 2 years before Joe Biden was even a candidate. This was to obtain information to exonerate him. Everything I have in my file exonerates him. It shows the collusion.
Weren't you looking at corruption in general, too? Weren't you helping?
The corruption in general is what deprived us of the evidence of collusion. Joe Biden got the case dismissed that would have revealed the rest of the collusion. That's why I ran into Joe Biden. They gave me Joe Biden and told me, your corrupt vice president interfered with
this is all going to be. They're throwing everything up against the wall. They would never do it if it weren't you.
Good. God, he is fabulous.
Nah, I love it. Now, the White House counsel is a guy by the name of Pat Cipollone and accused the House Democrats in this 8-page letter yesterday of making, quote, legally unsupported demands, unquote, of the executive branch and accused them of violating the Constitution and violating past precedent in opening the impeachment inquiry into the Trump dealings with Ukraine. This is what the letter says, and I'll quote directly from it. Quote, given that your inquiry lacks any legitimate constitutional foundation, any pretense of fairness, or even the most elementary due process protections, the executive branch cannot be expected to participate in it. Because participating in this inquiry under the current unconstitutional posture would inflict lasting institutional harm to the executive branch and lasting damage to the separation of powers, you have left the president no choice. consistent with the duties of the President of the United States, and in particular, his obligation to preserve the rights of future occupants of this office, President Trump cannot permit his administration to participate in this partisan inquiry under these circumstances. So, in essence, in essence, the president said, go fly a kite or something worse. And that's what it amounts to. That's what's so amazing about this, that you've got a House led by Nancy Pelosi and the squad and AOC and all of that. You've got folks there that want nothing more than to bring down the president, and they're trying to do it any way they can. It doesn't matter if it's constitutional or unconstitutional. Now, for instance, Jeffrey Toobin and John Kasich were on, where was this? This was Anderson Cooper last night. This is cut number 8. And their reaction to this White House letter, 8 pages long. Here it is.
When it comes to this White House letter saying essentially that they will not cooperate unless a formal vote is taken in the House, from a legal perspective, is there anything to that, or is this just a political move and a stalling tactic?
You know, that letter is 8 pages single-spaced, but it could be summed up in a single hand gesture, which I will not demonstrate. I mean, the breadth of the objections is so extraordinary. It's not we won't provide this witness. It's not that executive privilege covers this document. It's that we're not cooperating at all. And the argument that, well, you haven't voted a full impeachment inquiry, the letter very carefully does not say they will cooperate if there is such a vote. So, I mean, this seems to me an act of complete defiance to the House of Representatives, and the majority in the House is going to have to decide, are they going to fight in court, which could take months, or are they simply going to add this as another article of impeachment?
Governor, in the letter, the White House claims the president's due process rights have been circumvented without a vote and that he has no choice but to not cooperate. Do you buy that at all?
Anderson, Trump started all this with this outrageous call, this terrible call. And think about this for a second. We know for sure that he was pressuring the leader of another nation, in fact, one that was weak and beleaguered, to start an investigation. We know that. There's no question about that. So this all started with Donald Trump. Now, today, we were supposed to hear from this ambassador, Sondland, who had a series of text messages with this General Taylor from the embassy, and I think Volker, the former ambassador, also involved. And this was very interesting because it began to look as though there could have been some quid pro quo. In fact, that's what one of the text messages said. That's why I was so interested in this testimony. Anderson, what this gets down to is this. Trump made a terrible call. It needs to be investigated. I fully support the impeachment inquiry, and all of these facts need to come out. And delay and obfuscation isn't going to solve this problem. In fact, I just noticed this Washington Post poll that says that like 58% of Americans now support this inquiry. So they're going to delay, and you know, it's going to work against their favor. This is not a good thing to do. And frankly, I'm pretty outraged that they're trying to delay this like this. This isn't right. Let's get to the bottom line and let the people know what really happened.
Thank you for playing. Should we or should we not follow the advice of the galactically stupid?
That's John Kasich. The galactically stupid.
Funny comedy.
Yeah, I know. Stick around. More to do as we continue. When we come back, and I know we played it for you, but I want you to hear one more time Hillary trying to sound.
No, God! No, God, please, no! No!
I'm sorry.
No!
No. It's called opposition research, ladies and gentlemen. We'll get to that more coming up. Live and local now.
where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you, and I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls, and other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit, and 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates on the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For nearly 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you hear us on 98.5 FM, KNNT. In Hawthorne, Nevada, over 98.7 FM, KAVB. In the Amargosa Valley, on 101.1 FM, KPKK. And in Pahrump, we're available on KPBM Television, channel 46.6. And in Fallon, Nevada, we're available on KNVR FM, 102.5 FM. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
What was that supposed to be? Was that for Kamala, the Ugandan giant? Oh, okay, I was just checking. One of the things that came up last night, this was on Fox, and a guy that has broken more stories, but they always die when they get to Fox. because MSNBC, CNN, NBC News will not give his stories any play, which is really weird. But last night, on his first night as an official Fox News contributor, John Solomon, what I would consider to be a game-changing revelation on this whole Ukraine phone call, I want you to listen. This is John Solomon last night on Fox.
I can confirm to you tonight that the U.S. government had open source intelligence and was aware as early as February of 2019 that the Ukrainian government was planning to reopen the Burisma investigation. This is long before the president ever imagined having a call with President Zelensky. In fact, it's before President Zelensky was even elected. This is a significant shift in the factual timeline. This is information that was omitted from the whistleblower's complaint. Let me tell you that what we learned today. The U.S. government was aware through open source intelligence in February that NABU, an FBI-like agency in Ukraine that fights corruption, in fact, it was started by Joe Biden, that it requested a reopening of the investigation into Burisma, its owner Zolchevsky, and unusual transactions in the Burisma accounts in February of 2019. On March 28, 2019, the General Prosecutor's Office agreed to that a request to open an investigation, and they filed a 15-page notice of suspicion alleging that there may be illicit funds that were running through Burisma from 2010 all the way through 2015. That's important because Hunter Biden's on the board for two of those years, 2014, 2015. And specifically, that notice of suspicion said they were looking at the possibility that the $3.4 million paid to Hunter Biden's firm may have been part of the illicit funds that were moving through the company. A month later, in April, the prosecutor's office, open source intelligence, again, U.S. government officials confirming they were aware of this, made a request of another investigative agency in Ukraine for assistance in going through these bank records. That is a significant change in the timeline. It was omitted from the whistleblower's complaint. And the question is, did he not know it, or did he exclude it because it didn't fit the narrative he was trying to write? That's a question for Congress to answer.
I thought that was great stuff. Great for an opening night for John Solomon. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out, 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. I want to go back to Hillary Clinton, because this is a clip that we're going to play a lot over the course of the next few days, weeks, and months, because this is where Hillary essentially gives a free pass, a get-out-of-jail free card to Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. This was just bizarre stuff. She did an interview last night with Judy Woodruff of the PBS NewsHour. In fact, let's go to cut three. This is where essentially Hillary gives a free pass to Joe and Hunter Biden's. Listen to this.
You have said that the impeachment process should go forward. Mm-hmm. You've also said that you think what happened in that phone call, mm-hmm. Where President Trump was asking the leader of Ukraine, in effect, to investigate Joe Biden, mm-hmm. And his son, for implicitly in return for receiving U.S. military aid. Mm-hmm. Why not just go ahead and say whether or not you favor impeaching the president?
Well, because I served on an impeachment inquiry staff as a young lawyer back in 1974, I think it is really important to respect the process and to support the opening of the inquiry, which I do, and the gathering of evidence, and then the weighing of that evidence. From my perspective, it appears as though what the House is doing is very much in line with the appropriate use of the impeachment power. So they don't want to jump to a conclusion. It appears to me that there is evidence of abuse of power and obstruction of justice and contempt of Congress. But we do want the House impeachment inquiry to proceed in a way that tries to build credibility with the American people and also with Republican members of the House and the Senate.
Well, can you think of a non-impeachable interpretation or a benign interpretation of what that call was about?
No.
Well, I also want to ask you, because you're the former Secretary of State, what about the role of Secretary Pompeo being on that call at the time?
Well, he, first of all, didn't admit that he had been on the call. Eventually, he did. And there were a number of people on the call. Part of the telling evidence in this case is that immediately after the call, the people who were either listening in or listening to Trump's end of the call knew that they had problems, which is why they tried to basically conceal the call within a highly classified system. So Pompeo was in on it. He knew from the beginning that this was a problem. It's really a shame that he has substituted the defense of Trump for the defense of diplomacy, the defense of our country, literally doing the job that a Secretary of State should do.
Former Vice President Joe Biden, clearly a part of this. His name came up during that call. Whether he did or didn't do anything wrong, and there's no proof that he did, President Trump keeps bringing that up, is there an optical problem for Joe Biden because his son was in a position to be making a lot of money from a company in that was in a foreign country?
You know, Judy, this is the goal of the Trump strategy. It is to raise questions. There is no evidence that either one of them did anything wrong. Could there be a question of judgment about his son? Well, that's fair game. But there is absolutely no evidence, and there will not be any evidence that Joe Biden did anything wrong. Enough with these wild, unfounded conspiracy theories, using the help of foreign governments to interfere in our elections and to undermine people who've been in the public eye for a long time. And I hope that the American public rejects this, as they should.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
You know, it's weird that in Washington, D.C., you can make the blanket declaration, there will be no evidence against the former vice president. That's what Hillary just said.
Here's your sign.
Just unbelievable. Coming up, Chuck Booth. Brothel workers, are they being held captive, and will they be held captive? We'll talk with Chuck Booth, the president of Citizen Outreach. That's all coming up live and local now.